Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hi, this is Nasli. Welcome to the 007 podcast. The goal of this new episode is talking about artificial intelligence and human flaws. Last week, we talked about before switches and regrets, empathy and understanding. But in this new one, we are going to continue talking about human beings mixed with different topics that can impact us. In this opportunity, we will discuss about the purpose of artificial intelligence and what will be the effect that it will be obtained among human beings. How accurate will be the evolution of intelligence and how it will be benefit for the human in the field of computing as well as industry. So listen and enjoy.
Music.
In this opportunity, I will talk about the purpose of the artificial intelligence and what will be the effect that it will obtain among human beings, how actually the evolution of sight intelligence will be and how it will benefit the human race in the field of computing as well as industry. One of the purposes of artificial intelligence is continue evolving in the field of robotics. We have clear example of the robots created for expeditions to the planet Mars, or robots programmed the industrial field, which can be seen in large factories, and that little by little are dismissing the human being since they are programmed with accuracy and the minimum margin of error. Another operation, most intelligent car capable of crossing the American Union from coast to coast without manual intervention of part of the human being. It also produces on the evolution of computers since it's planned to eradicate the behavior it will have a very large memory to such at the rate that it keep a complete collection of Russian cinema and even then it would not be possible to buy everything. The mouse would also be a thing a past because one of proposals in that from the movement of our eyes we come and play the first robin among others, by means of which it will be dictated by means of totally harms lesser beam. In conclusion, is an indispensable tool, is also lethal weapon, since the same human being is obsessed with writing something superior to us without taking into account that it can be those that completely replace us and become programmed beings to eradicate our emotions and feelings and depend completely on artificial intelligence without having an opportunity in the future. Thank you very much.
We are going to move on and talk about an interesting topic about the human flaws and how you can become more thankful if you have a religious inclination. So listen to Roberto and you will know more about it.
Of course, dear Natalie, I am very happy for this opportunity in which we are going to reflect about our flaws as human beings, and not only since a physical or psychological point of view, but also since a religious perspective. With this, I do not want to generate a controversy, but I want we take in mind and do not forget there is a wonderful God whom we need and we have to love. First of all, we have to recognize that in this world does not exist the perfection, and the reason for this sad fact is the go-into of evil throughout the scene to the world. This happened a lot millennia ago when the big fight was fought between God and the angels and Lucifer and the cheated angels. I believe this was the point of start of all the problems, pains, difficult, and all the dissociation between all people. The going of evil throughout sin to the world brings with him a lot of problem situations. Since a physical perspective appear the sicknesses, all kind of virus, the abuse, the violence, the vices, and the worst of all, the death. Since other point of view into a psychological perspective appear the intolerance, envy, discrimination, sexual deviations, and perturbation of all kinds. All the last situations have done more difficult the coexistence and the survival into whatever community around the world. The people do not respect the other people, and neither the nature. The economy is catastrophic, and all produce a continuous worry about how to get more money. The familiar relations every day are weaker. The vices are dominating the young people, and the technology is taking the God's place. And not only have caused this, also are the evidence of the lack of a moral and ethical formation as persons. That only, I believe, is possible get through a continuous contact with the Lord's teachings, with the God's words. Here, we have to wake up. We are not condemned yet. We have a great opportunity of changing the world, but we have to start changing our self-lives. And do you want to know how? The only thing you have to do is believe in God and believe to God. You have to open your mind and your heart and pull out all the world contamination that have into your life. You have to draw away all the vices or entertainment that confuse your thinking and make you forget God. Then of all that, you will be ready to fight on with the company of the Lord of Lords. It is not enough cry over for all you have lose. It's necessary take a decision, take a risk, and start travel to an eternal life. For last, human flaws are innate to everyone, but You take your own decision. You decide if came off the world or sing with it. The process won't be easy, but it is a God who is with you and never have leave you alone. Believe in God and you are going to receive His promise. Thanks so much, dear mates, and God bless you.
Now then, another human flaw that is prevalent in those days are the superficiality in some humans, in which it could be a big flaw if this will become an everyday practice. So listen to Sylvia and maybe you could identify those features in yourself or in another people.
I'm going to talk about a flaw that possesses some people, who is the superficiality. All times of person experience of the course of his life various problems that occur on a daily basis, regardless of conditions, language, religions, race, among other aspects. Every human's believe, think, reflect, analyze of the basis of the knowledge acquired throughout his life according to experience informing the person we want to be. We all seek happiness in various aspects, as in the money, the love for travel, on a person to have a good health, or for another happiness is just live with that is necessary and puts us inner peace. It should be known that some people see happiness in the superficiality, where basing his life on appearance and in only easy superficial aspects of the other person and material things. For example, she wished she have a recent boyfriend. He wished he have a new car. She wished he have a lot of money. Therefore, people who are superficial and materialistic have some characteristics which set them apart from the other in society, and as happiness is the appearance, that is to say, is the image of the person as shown to the world and care a lot of using they at that says society of them. These people choose the circle of friends according to their interests in superficials, as well as their life, her problems facing society isn't as well and are always happy. Another aspect is these people give more importance to the economic interest than sentimental, as they are accustomed to appear. Choose to live comfortably to be someone in the sentimental aspect, prefer again and again a lot of work to get a better position and ensure its economic stability. However, it is necessary to know that superficial people away from the world in general to talk only of them, of what he has and how managed to get it, wearing only offer what they have and stress that they are very happy. For this reason, they are very vulnerable to fall into depressions of not having or not get what they want according to their time. What the fall of frustrations and Steve lead a criticize what others have a way to live, dress, and so on. The consequences of having a superficial personality are the following. First, are perfectionists and people don't conform with that they have at the time. Second, are people who don't care to do things and you delay to achieve their ends, whether economic, sentimental, labor, and any other type. Third, are people who are frustrated but what they can't have or get their praise easily, so that they couldn't do it in the past. Fourth, are people who believe that the source of their full happiness or appearance that is more important as seen by your society than as in reality they feel.
Finally, we will close in a topic in which many, many people have talked about along the 21st century, the advantages and disadvantages, but now my colleague Anderson is going to explain the artificial intelligence in social networks. I am pretty sure that this topic which will catch your attention.
Okay, yes, I agree with my partner Wilson. And by the way, currently the president of the Republic of Colombia at the International Congress of ACTs and COM promotes a digital country for the coming years. The artificial intelligence has entered so much in the different sectors of economic, educational, and social growth that is necessary to support in a more meaningful way for a digital Colombia. There are a lot of companies working with artificial intelligence, you know, but now I want to name 7 the most influential companies in the world. Okay, there, and these are, and first, Apple. Apple is a US company that designed and produced electronics equipment, software, and web service. Yes, it's very interesting that because this company used that for a new service for human. And the second, in Facebook, we have is a social network designed to connect people in a country to other country that is share information, news, and audiovisual content with friends and family. And the third, Amazon. Amazon is a USA company too of electronic commerce and include computing service at all levels based in the US city of Seattle. And it was one of the first large companies to sell goods through the internet. Oh wow, interesting. And Intel. As a fourth, Intel Corporation is the largest integrated circuit manufacturer in the world according to its annual turnover. The USA company is the creator of the 86 processor series, the processor most commonly found in most personal computers. And the fifth, and we have a Microsoft, and Microsoft develops, manufacture, license, and provides software support for personal computers. That is a great example for artificial intelligence. Service, electronic device, and service. And the best known products are the Microsoft Windows operating systems, the Office Suite, Microsoft Office, and Internet browsers, Internet Explorer, and Edge. And hardware, its flagship products are the Xbox video games, consoles, and Microsoft Surface, Tablet Line, etc. Yes. And other, we have a UPS. That is another parcel company, yes, and used big data to design the routes of the drivers who distributed their packages. And the last, you know that the world is always changing, and for those who spot the disruptions and wreaked great wealth can be had. And we have FX Trading Corporations. It's a global company with many investors in the world, and already developed by a team of professionals currently in the field of FX and crypto trading. And finally, in artificial intelligence has helped us to improve our lives. Social, religious, work, health, educational, among others. Therefore, the machines must be part of the human being, but not replace the human being. Thank you.
Check out all of these references by going to the website www. Doug, your weekly podcasting.com to listen in this episode again. If you have any comment or suggestion, don't forget to write us on Twitter. Thanks for joining us.
You laugh,
the sun is false.
We cry,
the sun is false.
Walk with me,
the sun is false.
I just wanna be whole again.
You laugh, the sun is false.
We cry,
the sun is false.
Walk with me,
the sun is
false. I just wanna be whole again.
The sun
is false. This is the sound of the
call.
This is the sound of the voice.